This week on Indian Times, St. Gregory's University in Shawnee, Oklahoma, had held an honor dance for Blessed Kateri Dekakwitha for years, but after the death of the monk who organized it, the dance became a thing of the past. Last October, Blessed Kateri became St. Kateri, and Abbot Lawrence at St. Gregory's thought it was time to revive the dance.
Several years ago, we placed on our campus, this was back in 1984, the monks installed a statue of then Blessed Kateri on our campus in honor of all Native peoples. And each year, for about 12 years or so, we'd have an honor dance on July 14th, which is celebrated as her special day in the church in the United States. The monk who had organized that for many years passed away, and so we didn't quite have his connections, and we stopped holding it.
And what was his name?
His name is Father Vincent Trainer. He was very, very involved with a ministry among Native American peoples in Oklahoma. You know, he was an honorary member of two or three tribes in the state. So with the fact that St. Kateri has now been fully canonized by the church, I thought it was important for us to, this year, to once again hold an honor dance for her on this first July 14th since her canonization last October.
At the age of 4, this Native American saint lost her parents in a smallpox epidemic.
Her mother had been a Roman Catholic, and she remembered her mother's faith, wanted to know more about that, and eventually she came into contact with Jesuit missionaries in the same area there and began practicing as best she could her new Christian belief. But her adopted family did not appreciate that at all, and that led to some great tensions and difficulties for her in life. And eventually she settled with a Catholic settlement of Native peoples in southern Canada, and that's where she died in 1680, a very young age, age 24. But from earliest times, she was recognized for her great holiness, her great humility, her generous heart and service, and her very deep faith in Christ. And that was her short life, but she's still remembered today as a great model and heroine of service and virtue.
Were you present when she was made a saint or when she was beatified?
Yes, I was. St. Kateri, she was recognized as blessed or beatified in 1980 by Pope John Paul II, and more recently now she was canonized or named a saint by the Catholic Church, and that was last October, October 21st, 2012, at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. Pope Benedict XVI canonized her as a saint, and I was very fortunate to be part of an official delegation sponsored by the Bureau of Indian Missions to attend that ceremony. There were about 750 people in our group, and mostly being Native peoples representing numerous tribes and nations. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
How important was her canonization to the Native world, do you think?
I really believe that this was an important event, not just for the Native world, but for the entire church and the people that the church ministers to. Certainly, I know that in being acquainted with several what we call Kateri circles in the church over the last 20 years, this is something that the Native America Catholics have really prayed for and longed for you know, a couple hundred years now. Now that St. Kateri is recognized at this highest level of veneration, it is a real recognition of that the Native American peoples play an integral role in the life of the church.
So what is going to go on and where will it go on?
Well, it's happening on our campus here at St. Gregory's Abbey and University in Shawnee, and it's on Sunday, July 14th, and we will actually begin at 3 in the afternoon with a ceremonial prayer or blessing, the Four Winds, outside the Abbey Church. And then Archbishop Paul Coakley is honoring us by coming, and he will preside at Mass, beginning there at 3 in the Abbey Church. At the end of Mass, then, everyone in the congregation will be invited to walk outside to the other side of our campus where we have our plaza with the statue of St. Kateri. And we will bring to a close, actually, at that point, a novena or a series of 9 days of prayers in her honor at the statue, and that'll happen around 4. And then following the pilgrimage to the statue, so around 4:30, we'll be having gourd dancing, and then around 6 o'clock, we'll have an outdoor supper for all the guests who are there. Then at 7, we have scheduled a grand entry, and then we'll have an intertribal powwow or dancing until 10 o'clock or so.
That was the Right Reverend Lawrence Stisison, Abbot of St. Gregory's University in Shawnee, talking about the honor dance for Native American Saint Kateri. Head gourd dancer is Edwin Marshall. Head singer is John Kimball. Head man dancer is Kyle Reens. And head lady dancer is Robin Rulo, who is also Miss Indian Oklahoma. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.